This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. You can call us at 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out and answer all your gardening questions. Before the switch over from the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, you guys know I was going to announce a little bit of more of the winnings from my brother Jason in his floral design. Jason's actually in Michigan right now at a trade show with the Michigan Floral Association. And so he's out there learning and helping some friends out there to get this going, design some things. But he's always loved to learn and get more information. He's out there for the Floral Institute, and he entered a few contests this past week, and it was pretty cool to see. You know, it was a couple days ago he started it, and he had posted some pictures of his designs. Now, couple of the designs that he had to deal with was a hat that you would wear to the Kentucky Derby made out of flowers. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool looking hat. Some different, a lot of foliage, different flowers in there that fit. It's awesome. I mean, it's a great look to it. So he won first place in that, so that was pretty awesome. And then they had a inspiration from an art piece. Now they show you a piece of art and say, now design this to look as close as possible with flowers. And he did it. It was awesome. To see it, it looks almost identical to the painting. I was like, wow. Yeah, I wasn't surprised he won first place on either of those two. He did have one where he came in second place, and as I said to him yesterday, you know, you gotta let other people win sometimes. But this was like a bouquet. It was something old, something new, wedding bouquet. Pretty creative, but again, he came in second place on that one. So, you know, like I said, you gotta give it out to somebody else. And then at the end, he won a huge honor. He won what's called the Chuck Brannon Award. That was pretty cool. This is a giant plaque that they show. His name's engraved on it, you know, for forever now. So it's just pretty cool stuff. I wanted you guys to hear about, you know, some of the great things that he's doing. And we're proud of him. You know, all the family here is very proud of him, but you know, I wanted everybody out in the garden club to know that Jason's doing awesome and doing some great things. That Chuck Barrel Award is for creative excellence, and so it's pretty prestigious. It's pretty awesome. So it's pretty exciting for us. Just wanted to pass that along to everybody because I think it's really good. We'll continue to bring in family things going on, and we'll continue to talk about different products and different things that we've used here and there. So if you'd like, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer your gardening questions. So, give us a call there. Go on our Facebook page. Go to our website at paulparent.com. Ask some questions that way. We've had some great questions coming off of there today. Some great questions, putting out there from our emails. We're getting some here and there. So, I try to read them during the breaks. One just came in while I'm talking here, so I'm sorry, I don't mean to be distracted. Try to help out and get some of those out there for everybody. But we can talk about that one after the next break so I can actually read it and get some good answers for you. Sorry guys, having a little bit of a congestion here. Having two young kids in daycare is always gets you congested, especially with close to 45 degrees yesterday, and then it's going to be cold today, etc. So I want to talk a little bit more about some soil conditioners. I talked a lot about the sulfur soil amendment from Natural Alternatives, but it is so good to have as another product. Now, one of the reasons why I'm bringing that up is I just received a soil sample from a gentleman who gave me a bunch of information. He's had some issues with his tomatoes and peppers. His peppers did okay. The tomatoes started well, then stunted and stopped. And he said, he put some trees in the area, maybe creating some shade. What seemed to be the issue? Now, he sent this soil sample to UMass Extension. So it was a great place to be sending it to. And it comes back. It's really cool. It starts off with your soil pH, what they find. Then it goes into macronutrients and micronutrients and what else is in there. And then they have this little soil test interpretation on the bottom where it makes life so much easier because it has a very low optimum and above optimum of what the nutrients are. And it's like a bar graph that's going across, and it gives you four elements that you're looking at and saying, all right, what do I do? So this gentleman sent it in. His pH was a 6.6. I'm sitting there going, 6.6, that's optimum. That's perfect. For a garden, that's where we want it. What could be the issue? So we look at it, and it says phosphorus is at a 35.8 value. The optimum range is 4 to 14. So we're 2.5 times the amount that it should be. Potassium is 161. Those values should be to 100 to 160. So we're kind of there, but a little bit too high. Calcium. So you want calcium for tomatoes, right? And more calcium, the better. It's going to stop that blossom end rot. This gentleman has so much calcium in the lawn, in the garden, that it's astronomical. There's 3,700 parts of the value found, and the optimum range of calcium is 1,000 to 1,500. I saw that and I was like, wow, something's got to be going on with the magnesium before I even looked at everything. So then I look, magnesium, the optimum range is 50 to 120. Tested out at 430. That's close to 3.75 times the amount of magnesium that you should have in your lawn. So right then and there, I looked at it and said, magnesium, boom. That's what the issue is. Now, knowing that the sulfur enriched with protolizer from Natural Alternatives, that's the product I'd be using for that. There's some other products out there too, some great ones. Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. It's a good product. But just finding out really what their product was with the sulfur enriched with protolizer, I'm all about using that product. But you can use the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Both are going to do some of the same things. So we want to bring down these elements. We don't want them to be so heavy. So what are we going to use? We're going to use that sulfur enriched with fertilizer or the Love Your Soil. What that's going to do is that's going to break down that barrier of magnesium. It's also one of those things that if you have a clay-filled soil, if you have a lot of clay in the area, it'll start to break down some of that clay. It's basically what I like to call it, to make it easier to understand, is a fast-acting gypsum. My father always talked about in the spring putting gypsum down in the lawn. For a while, there was a liquid gypsum that was awesome to use for the lawn. No longer exists. So this is fast-acting gypsum, the best you can get without it being a liquid form. So this sulfur enriched with fertilizer would be putting down on the garden. Now, I recommend 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet to break down that magnesium. If you're looking to maintain the level, it's 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you'll be 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet in 6-week intervals, 3 times. So we can work and get rid of some of those elements to make that soil better. I always suggest at the end of using something along these lines, getting another soil sample so we can see where we're at. So we can say, all right, this is what I need to do. I need to keep it the same. I need to go more, etc. So that's why I suggest it. And that's why soil samples are so important. So that gentleman, I emailed him with some information. I want to post it online, but I'm gonna wait till I can get some information back from him. I don't want to go out there without his permission. But we can talk more about that on the other side of the break and answer some more of your questions. Be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more in the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the Revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We can do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Now, during the break, I took a look at that email that I got. It was from James. And he's listening on WCAP in Lowell. And St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner, as he states. Every year, he gets a small pot of shamrocks. How often do I water them so they stay fresh longer? I don't want to overwater them. I buy it a couple of days before St. Patrick's Day, and they die usually about 3 days later. I don't know that I'm overwatering them. So, it's a great question. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner, so you know you'd be getting those shamrocks again soon. So, what you want to do with the watering is you want to have it lightly moist during times of growth. So you want to see where it's at in that. Is it flowering? Is it, you know, has it flowered yet? Have like a little white flower. Sometimes if they don't have that white flower, they should be coming. But you want to take a look at what stage it's at. Now, they usually, the new shoots usually appear like in the fall. And that's when you would start growing them, but a lot of people will see them now because it's St. Patrick's Day coming up. So again, water it lightly, keep it lightly moist in the garden. Don't keep it super soaked. You can fertilize with like houseplant food, like a 10-10-10, light, nice and easy fertilizer with it. The shamrock is a part of an oxalis family, so it's like going out into the lawn and you'll have clover or oxalis in the yard. One of the things you don't ever want to just go out there and dig that up. It's a different style and it's not going to really survive for you because of the shallow root system and how it is. This oxalis or the shamrock plant, if you will, is grown from a bulb, a small bulb that they put in to a plant. They plant it in the fall or early spring, which is right around now, and they can be put into the garden if you wanted to later, but they do have a dormancy period So after the leaves die back, that's when they're going to have their dormancy period. That period could last a few weeks. It could last up to 3 months. So you never kind of really know with what's going on. So it does go dormant, and it does slow down its reproduction and getting bigger, etc. These are only going to get about 6 inches tall. They're not going to get any, you know, height to them, but they're going to get a little bit of width to them. A lot of times you'll see them in like a 4-inch pot. You know, get a few of them, put them around there. You have a St. Patrick's Day type party. In our case, you know, we used to have a St. Patrick's Day and a birthday party for my mother. We still, who was born the day before St. Patrick's Day, so she's a little bit Irish, as we, she's a lot of Irish. But, you know, she'll be, you know, that's what always reminds me when St. Patrick's Day is. So definitely take a look at some of these shamrock plants that are out there. They're in a bunch of different garden centers and florists at this time, because we are 2 weeks away from St. Patrick's Day. You know, so, you know, wear your green, and on St. Patrick's Day, we're all Irish together, right? Now, that was one of our messages via email, so hopefully that helped you out. I know that was James, so I hopefully that helped you out as well. You can go to email us, you can Facebook us, you can call us. Any of those will work for us. So hopefully that'll help you out. I just got an email while we were standing here from a gentleman by the name of Bill. He's the one who sent me the soil sample. So I'm going to take a look at it and be able to put it on our Facebook page very soon to show you what one looks like. Just so you kind of get the ideas. So if you do a soil sample, you kind of have a heads up of what you're looking at. It's not just a bunch of numbers. And I can explain on different things of what it is. I'd like to see, you know, out there what other people are thinking and what they've done with these soil samples before. But Bill just got back to me, so thank you, Bill. I'm super excited with that because, I really love soil samples. I love looking at the test results. I love seeing what I can do to fix it. You know, and that's something that we can do. And having a soil test is so important for everybody to have when they're doing a garden or a lawn. I think that's going to be great for everybody. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
As Homer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's As Homer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia says it's ready to hold bilateral talks with the United States concerning Venezuela. Its foreign minister reportedly making the statement late yesterday in a phone call with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Russia's been at odds with a U.S.-led campaign to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim leader of Venezuela over President Nicolas Maduro.
Now it is true, I did not have a father who gave me millions of dollars to build luxury skyscrapers.
Senate Democrat and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders holding a rally in Brooklyn, New York, where he grew up, talking about the vast differences between himself and President Trump.
I did not come from a family that gave me a $200,000 allowance beginning at the age of 3.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock. We'll do what we can to help you out and do a bunch of different things. Like I said, we've been answering questions on Facebook, from email, over the air, etc. So we're going to go right back into the lines now. And Nathan, who's up next?
Joyce in New York.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Pardon?
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a couple of plants that I purchased. They're the oak leaf hydrangea.
Yep.
And I took your I printed off your father's description of how to get them and treat them and everything else, and I don't know what kind of hydrangea I got. It said oak leaf hydrangea on the ticket, but do the stems die back in the fall?
Yeah, so it is a deciduous hydrangea. It's what's considered a deciduous hydrangea. So what that means is it loses its leaves. And
I understand that, it lost its leaves, but its stalks are kind of hollow, and I don't think they're going to produce anything. I'd have to have new stalks come up.
Well, so what you'll notice is it looks like stalks right now, but from those, you'll start to see foliage pop out from the base and come up through it. What the oak leaf hydrangea does is it blooms on old wood, is what it's considered. So last year's growth, it'll bloom off of that. And so it needs those old shoots to stay on there until it starts to show green leaves, and then it will slowly fill that area. It does look like nothing during the winter, and you're kind of wondering, just like you are, okay, did it die? What happened? But that's what a lot of the hydrangeas will look like. That oak leaf hydrangea will have those hollow stems right now. But don't cut it back.
No, I haven't done any. It's good. Under snow right now.
Okay. Yeah, no, it definitely, there's lots of snow everywhere. But yeah. don't cut it back in the spring or either. You kind of look at it and say, I know it doesn't look that good in the spring, but all of a sudden it'll just start popping with leaves and really start to grow for you and come back. So, it's a little bit of a waiting game, but at the end it is worth it.
Well, it's the first year I've had it. I put it in last late summer, I guess. But your dad also said the foliage is so unique that most people would be happy. But this hydrangea has a rich burgundy fall color starting in early October and lasting until December. And that didn't happen. Is that normal for a first-year plant?
Sometimes it is, but if you look at the weather pattern that we had in September, October, November, and December, it was almost like every weekend there was either snow or rain. It was mostly rain here in Massachusetts where I am, but there was some snow here and there. So it really stunted a lot of the hydrangeas earlier than normal. So the weather really had a big factor in it. And being a first-year plant in your garden, what it was doing was putting its effort back into the roots so that it can be here for next year. It wanted to make sure that it's going to survive. And so what it did was it started to slowly go back into the roots and feed that way versus showing its flowers, showing everything. So it's really had a little bit to do with the weather, in my opinion.
I was kind of looking forward to the burgundy leaves, and they just didn't happen. They just stayed green and then died.
Yeah, that had a lot to do with the weather, just because we had so much rain, and we even had so much rain in July and August as well.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of plants were just confused at what time of year it was. I want to say...
they probably still are.
I think so, because I believe like October we had some snow. Might not have been that much, but there was some snow in October, and it was like, it's October. It's not supposed to be snowing. It's supposed to be that time where they can show their leaves and do that. So the weather really has been crazy, and it's affected all different types of plants. So in this spring, what I'd like to see you do is maybe if you want to push some of the blooms for later in the season, because this will bloom later in the season, use either some super phosphate or a triple phosphate to give it like a bloom booster to help build it and get it a little bit stronger. You're looking for a product that has a high middle number when it comes to the three numbers that are on the bag for your nitrous, phosphorus, potassium. You want that middle number, the phosphorus, to be high. They do sell ones in small bags that you can do a 0440 or 0180. Those would be one of the ones that you would want to look at.
1840?
No, it would be 0180.
0180.
Yep, it's called triple phosphate.
Okay, I'm 0180. Okay. All right. And then one more quick question.
Yeah.
I also at the same time purchased, in my old home, we used to have a mock orange bush, and I don't know what happened to it. I guess probably the men got tired of it and dug it up or something. But I just loved it because it has such a beautiful smell. And I see your dad here said about trimming it. Now, it just was a little plant when I put it in. But we had so much rain and late in the fall, and it was warm, that it sprouted a whole bunch of brand new stems. And they are hanging over like they had, like they were a year old or something. But I must not trim those. Is that correct?
Yeah, so usually with the mock orange or anything that flowers in the spring, you want to wait until after it flowers to prune them.
Uh-huh.
Now, you had said they were kind of hanging over. Are they like bent where there's a spot where it's kind of loose, or is it just
leaped
over?
Like they're naturally instead of growing up straight like the the first ones did. They just
kind of weep over a little bit.
Putting your arm out and letting it. It's
so,
not to.
So you definitely
it isn't any disease, I don't think.
No. You'll see that with some of them as they get a little bit bigger. Sometimes they'll just go out and weep down. I don't see it having a disease or anything along those lines. But you want to prune it after it flowers.
Now, when you mean prune it, do you mean cut that stalk back or cut that stalk out?
Cut it back.
Okay.
Now, usually, with most shrubs and trees, you usually don't have to prune until like the third or fourth year. But if you want to train it and you don't like how it's, you know, gotten, you can cut it back a bit. The rule of thumb is cutting it back by a third of the plant.
Okay.
The way I like to look at it is a third of what's green. Okay, so you're going to be pruning it after it flowers. So you should have green leaves on it. Now, with something along those lines, the green leaves go all the way to the base. So you could just cut it back by a third. And when you get into, like, shrubs and bigger trees that have woody structures more underneath it, that's when you just look at the green of where the green is and cut it back by a third of the green.
Okay?
Okay. But I think you're going to be fine. I think it's going to grow up and get bigger once it flowers.
Well, your father, in his thing, he assures us that it's going to be okay.
I really think it will be. I trust what he says more than a lot of things out there. So I would definitely believe him on that one.
Well, I just want to know if I'm on the right course or not.
Sounds like you are to me.
Getting started.
It definitely sounds like you are to me. You know, this mock orange, if you want in the spring, you can just hit it with a regular plant tone fertilizer from Espoma. You know, hit it at the regular rate in the spring. And then half the rate again in the fall to give it something during the winter to just give it a little extra so it's going to produce in the spring for you. Because later on in the season, they still do produce. They're still growing roots. And by putting some nutrients out there for them, it's going to help them get stronger too. So it's a two-time process on the fertilizing, just half the rate in the fall.
Should I start fertilizing early?
You can start to fertilize once the ground starts to thaw out, once it starts to, you know, once, usually about the time the forsythias are blooming is about the time when the lawn's ready to go, which means the garden should be ready to go.
Uh-huh.
That would be a good time to do it, maybe a little bit after that. Kind of test the soil. You know, see, if you can put a shovel into the ground and it goes in easily, you know, anywhere on the property, doesn't have to be, like, right next to a plant.
Okay.
Then you can be using a fertilizer down.
All right.
You don't want that frost line. You don't want the frozen ground because you'd just be throwing away the product. It wouldn't work as you would want it to.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I'm glad to hear that I hope that my hydrangea is going to come along
I think
it looks in the picture.
I think it should. Like I said, it does look like sticks for a bit.
It sure looks sickly, I'll tell you that.
It does, and that's, you know, hydrangeas, as awesome as they are during the season when they're blooming, sometimes you look at them and say, how does that become so good-looking from that? You know, so it's a shock to you, but it's definitely worth the investment.
Right. It's just being patient.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Joyce, for
giving me the extra support I need to leave things alone and take care of, let nature take care of them.
No problem, Joyce, anytime. Just keep us posted on how things go. I think you should be doing all right this spring. So good luck.
Well, and, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to talk with you.
You as well. Bye-bye. And just a little bit of patience, a little bit of waiting, and waiting till after things flower to really get going. And we're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. I planted, I sowed in my basin. I sowed snapdragons and petunias. They're up. I had a bag over them, and they came up. So I took the bag off of them, and I have them under a throw light. Now, do I just continue watering them, or can I give them just a little touch of fertilizer and water?
So you definitely want to keep watering them, keep that going. You can. How big are they right now?
Well,
would you say?
Just, They're just small ones. Just, you know, they come out of the ground. They're up. I can see them all, you know. But they're not very big, but I thought maybe just a little touch of fertilizer would keep them.
I'd wait on the fertilizer at this point.
Okay.
Just because if they're just shooting up, some of that fertilizer might just be too strong, and you might end up burning them if they're very young and they haven't gotten up some height to it. I'd like to see them at least about, like, depending upon the variety of snapdragon, because some stay small, some say big. You know, a few inches and a thicker stalk.
Mm.
You know, right now it's like that thin stalk. I'd look to see a thicker stalk before I start to fertilize.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call, Mary. Good luck, and keep us posted how it goes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Or go online, Facebook, email, etc. We'll be here. Be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Perrin. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave in Massachusetts.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing?
Doing great. You?
I got a simple question for you.
Okay.
Okay, someone told me that I could not put too much potash, wood ashes, into my garden. So one whole winter I was dumping garbage pail full of garbage pail into it, and my pH is off the scale now. So what do I want? Sulfur to bring it back to workable, to be workable again?
Yeah, so do you know what your pH level is?
I don't know. It's right off the scale.
Okay. So, yeah, this sulfur would help break that down. We'll get rid of some of the potash that was in there and allow it to leach through the soil. So definitely that sulfur product from Natural Alternatives, it's a great one to be using. You know, have you done a soil sample?
Yes, I have.
And how recent did you do it?
Well, the green in it would show it high, right?
Yep.
Now, this was right up almost to black. I mean, it was so far up on the scale.
Wow. So
yeah, I know.
So what I'd like to see you do is Natural Alternatives is doing a free soil test where it'll give you even more than just the pH, so you can see what else is going on in there. So you can go to their website and look at their soil test, and the keyword is soil test, and you get a free soil test. Now, that's going to give you even more information other than just the pH, so we can see if there's any other nutrients that it's needing or it has too much of. It sounds like with that pH being so high, you're just going to need to use their sulfur, that sulfur with protolyzer. But it'd be great, I mean, at this point it's free, right? It'd be great to know what to do, if there's anything else you can do, so you use all the right products.
Right. I mean, is this sulfur available at local hardware stores and things like this?
So, I've seen it in a product called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
That'll break down, you know, clay-filled soils. It'll break down some of the nutrients that are too high. So it's the same thing that you can find local. But, you know, up to you and where you want to get it, but I would definitely be using it. With it being so high, you'd want to use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So it would be double the rate.
Okay.
So it would be double the rate of their original rate that they'll say on it. Like, the bag will actually say, we'll do up to 5,000 square feet. Or 2,500 square feet.
Right.
You're looking at to do the double the rate because you have such a high content of everything else.
Right.
So I would definitely be using that. Again, it's 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You do it in six-week intervals. Okay, so you would do it, you know, you're not going to do it today, but say you were to do it today, you'd go 6 weeks from today and then 6 weeks after that. So you'd get three applications. At that point, you could do another soil test, you know, and see where your pH is, and I bet it's come down a bit for you and given you the optimum level that you're looking for.
Right. And at this point, will that give me a truer reading on what the phosphorus and the other nutrients are reading?
If you were to get the soil test soon, you'd get what it is, but in, you know, that at the end of the three applications, you definitely get a good reading of everything else. I like to see what else is in there so I know if there's something else causing it.
Okay. Now, I buy the soil test kit. It gives you four tubes, four different colors.
Yeah.
And that's good, right?
That's great to have, especially you can get the instant results. But if you want to know percentages and know a little bit more, sending that soil sample out, you know, you can go to UMass Extension. Penn State has it. I'm sure a lot of the local, you know, state-by-state extensions will have it. But it's good to have so you know what else is going on there so you can establish the application rate that you should have.
Right. Okay, very good.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck, and keep us posted on how it goes.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll back in a couple minutes after the messages. And, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Visit Espoma.com. Go to a retailer near you. It's a great little product to be using now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.